Hello to all my badass bitches and magical mofos. Welcome back. I'm your host, Cardzi B. As some of you already know, I'm a tarot reader and fashion industry survivor based in New York City. I started learning tarot when I was 11 and began studying it on a deeper level over the past few years. And when I couldn't find a deck that utilized empowered women and expressed them in light energy, I began drawing my own. Badass Bitches Tarot by Cardzi B will be available this October, so stay tuned for upcoming launch events and giveaways. So we're wrapping up the month of August this week, which was brought to us by the Justice card and the Five of Pentacles. August also brought us a continuation and close of eclipse season, as well as the end of Merc retrograde. Hallelujah. So you guys might be feeling a little bit like... So I know that you guys can't see me, but I'm rocking a new raglan tee from lookhuman.com that says everything's terrible. Now, originally this was spelled everything's tarot, T-A-R-O-T-B-L-E, as in everything's terrible, and it has three cards with frowny life sucks faces. Now, I love a 90s too tight girly baseball tee, I do, and we all know I love a good pen, so I got it, but I decided to upgrade this sucker with some Sharpie magic to read everything's T-A-R-O-T-A-B-L-E, as in we can work through pretty much anything with the help of tarot. Oh, and I also changed the little frowny faces to massive plump lip smiles, so just gave those sad mofos some Sharpie lip plumper and they're on their way. Anyway, I feel like this t-shirt is a great metaphor for the month of August because there were some pretty sucky challenging parts, but we're moving into the good times. So why not turn those frowns upside down and maybe add some sparkly lip plumper gloss if necessary. So now that we're exiting August, next week's episode will focus on what the month of September has in store for us. For more info on August cards of the month, you can go back to episode 2 to get more details. So this will be our last card of the week for the month of August, peeps. Here we go. Ooh, okay, the moon. This is a tricky one. So traditionally this card shows two dogs or wolves, we're not sure, on either side of a stream that runs into the ocean, and they're howling up at a crescent moon that's inside of a full moon up in the sky. In the Badass Bitches tarot deck, it's Britney, bitch. But yeah, it's half sexy, iconic 2001 slave for you, Britney, and half 2007 shaved head Britney. So the moon is a card of illusion and sometimes deception. It usually suggests the time when something is not as it appears to be. In this card, the biggest message is, which is the true Britney? In the OG card, are they benevolent dogs or are they scary, harmful wolves? This can be a reminder of an upcoming misunderstanding, and it can also be a truth that you're not really willing to yet admit to yourself. I take this card as an intuition card. When you go within and ask yourself what the truth in a situation is, it's kind of like, is a boss bullshitting you and screwing you over, or is he actually telling you the truth? Are you projecting a negative past situation on a current boyfriend or girlfriend, or are they just really being an asshole? So you really have got to trust kind of your intuition, because things are not exactly clear this week, and it's, you know, which Britney are you dealing with? The Pisces full moon is actually today, August 26th, so as the full moon brings illumination to previously hidden truths, it's a good time to do inner work and check in with yourself and trust your instinct to admit which of these two sides is the real truth. On that note, I'm so excited to introduce the creator of Goddess Apothecary, who's an intuitive life coach, yoga instructor, and holistic nutritionist, Diamond Rogers. Hey Diamond, happy Sunday. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I am so good. I'm so excited to talk to you. So I originally discovered you through your wellness line, Goddess Apothecary, and then I also learned that you're a yoga instructor and life coach as well. And I love that you work with so many different healing techniques. Which one of these came to you first?
They all just kind of came. I don't think they came out of nowhere. I guess over the years, they've all kind of developed into what they became. So I have a nail salon. So I think everything kind of spurred from me just being more in contact with female, being more in contact with women, and understanding, you know, what we're all kind of connected, so we all kind of go through the same thing. So I have that background, and then I went to school for massage therapy. So I've always had that kind of hands-on want to help heal in a certain type of way, but I didn't want to go about it the medical way.
Yeah. I love
that. I did the nails, and I've always done that. So and then the massage therapy came. And so everything kind of evolved from me being in my nail salon, like I said, being around so many ladies. They have so many different issues. Like we all go through the same thing. And so it's like I began to connect with them more and then realized, like, I need to tie in everything, like everything that I've been doing pretty much spurs, you know, from being in my nail salon. The Goddess Plastic Hair line came from wanting to create a product for my nail clients that was specifically, you know, tailored to my nail salon. So I began working with herbs and scrubs. And so everything just kind of evolved from that one, from just me being in my nail salon.
I love that. That's amazing. I was also going to say, like, your Instagram game is amazing. It's like, I love your Instagram, and I think...
I am just trying. So I've really kind of learned, you know, of course, Instagram is, like, the big thing, of course, to kind of see what's been going on. But I've really learned to tap into Instagram and to join the clients to, you know, to put more influence out there. So, yeah, I'm really loving Instagram. I'm really working with... So I'm hoping it's looking decent from the other end.
It's at Goddess Apothecary for our listeners. And what I love the most is that you do a really awesome job of posting kind of traditional wellness, you know, ingredients and rituals that you're working with the ingredients products from Goddess Apothecary. But then you also do some like just hilarious pop culture memes that literally make me laugh out loud when I look at your post coming through my feed. So I think you do a really good job of incorporating kind of just, I don't know, relevant now pop culture and humor and staying really authentic to kind of, like I said, ritual, you know, ingredients and products. So what is the, I guess, overall like mission or vision behind Goddess Apothecary?
It really was just pretty much bring out everything that I do and pretty much who I am. So yeah, I work with a lot of different healing techniques, and of course I'm just pretty much a cool, laid back person. So it's like when you kind of see what I do and then you meet me, it's like, wow, you have, it's like a flip side of everything. So I kind of wanted to portray that, you know, with Goddess Apothecary. And I also wanted to feel like, you know, even though these are traditional rituals, traditional herbs and everything, they still are in use now.
Yeah.
And so, you know, with me being just, you know, I guess because sometimes we kind of get that you don't want to mix the two. And for me, that was kind of like, it was a big issue. It was like, do you stick to your traditional, you know, way of thinking? And do you just keep that other side of you to the side, you know, that fun kind of thing? And so I've decided, you know, I can't separate the two because it's just who I am. So Goddess Apothecary is pretty much just me just unloading of everything that's inside. So I just kind of wanted people to...
I love, you know, that, yeah.
To feel the same way. You know, you can still be traditional and still keep your same, you know, routine, your same damn, you know, day of living, way of life.
Well, I think so, that's why, yeah, you know, it's been so successful and why it resonates with so many people. Because when I came across your products and then I started following your social media, I was like, oh my God, I love it. Because it's like, you know, like you're like beautiful and sexy and modern and empowered. But also, like I said, these are like traditional herbs, like dating back like centuries. Yeah. And the kind of showing like exactly how you explained it is, you know, bringing it into like here and now, and that like it's still relevant. And like, you know, right, women that look like you, that look like me, that look like, you know, the listeners can still like these rituals and herbs are still so useful. And I think that that's what's so amazing about what you're doing. So like, keep it up. I'm like, I love it.
Thank you. Thank you. Like I said, I'm trying. I've learned that, like I said, I've always had like this, because I have so many sides of me, of, you know, being comfortable with this side, but you know, if you can't pretty much be the same way around this type of people. And so I was like, I'm really conflicting myself. And I was like, I was pretty much tired of that. So it was like, you know, I still like my herbs. I still like Migos.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, so it's like, yeah, we can still be traditional and still, you know, live the way you that you normally do.
So. You know what's so funny is that's kind of like
the being comfortable with yourself.
Oh yeah. And that's the common thing. That's what's so funny is that's kind of the common thing. I've interviewed like so many different types of people, like in terms of what their professions are. So last week was Joey Healy, and he's known for being like a celebrity eyebrow specialist, but he started doing these quartz or different crystal infused candles in his line. And he was saying it's kind of like coming out of the spiritual closet, right? And he's like, and it's so true. And I feel like so many people feel like that. Like my background is in fashion. And then, you know, I have been reading tarot since I was very young, but what I just the past couple of years started really like putting it out there, and I was like you, I was like like kind of conflicted. And I think it's funny because I've had, I'm sure you have the same way, like more positive reactions than I've expected, but it's, I feel like a lot of people are kind of in the, like the time that we're in our culture are on the cusp of that, of kind of coming out of the spiritual closet, so to speak. And I find it really interesting.
It's very interesting, you know, especially with Instagram and then, you know, all the social media platforms. We are being allowed to now kind of feel comfortable.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? A little bit, we're kind of expressing it because you do have that, you have that following. You get that, you know, so you get that following of people who you got, we're all on the kind of same path. So, yeah, it just kind of, I think with now, like I said, with the explosion of social media and, you know, with the information, you know, the traditional information that we do, you know, have, like, so now it's being able to, you know, just be out there on the forefront. So
totally,
you know, I'm kind of excited about the, there's, for me, I feel like there's kind of like a movement for like,
I totally agree.
Awakening almost, you know,
I definitely do.
For a lot of spiritual healers and people to kind of come out of the closet.
Yeah, I love that.
What's kind of going on?
And I'm so happy I found you, because like I said, that was the thing that was so intriguing, was like you're this like beautiful, sexy, and you have all these like beauty and nail posts, you know. But you also then like through like the brand Goddess Apothecary, like I said, it's a lot of traditional healing mixed in, and I just love, like, I don't know, that you are so authentically yourself, and I think there's much more of that needed. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
But oh yeah, the other thing, I keep like getting off course here, but the other thing I wanted to talk to is after becoming obsessed with Goddess Apothecary and like following your live stories and following some of your other Instagram accounts, I saw a post where you're like live reading tarot, and it was crazy because it was so accurate. I think I started messaging you in that feed, and it was so accurate for what was going on for me that week. And I was like, damn girl, you are good at this. So how long have you been working with tarot?
So not very long, I got my first reading in about, I think, like 2016, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the end of 2016. Going through kind of like a rough time, and was, you know, just searching, and like we're always kind of searching for ourselves and like what is our purpose. And I ended up going to, not Memphis, but to Houston for like a weekend to work and just kind of get away from things. And found a crystal shop. My homegirl had introduced me like a while back to one in Houston. So I'm from Mississippi, and there's not too many of them around here. So when I went to Houston, she took me to one, and I fell in love with it. And I was like, oh my God, like where? I should have been here a long time ago. So, but anyway, the second time that I came back around, I went searching for some more crystal shops. And the second shop that I had met, went to that day, I can't remember the name of it. But I went in and was just doing some looking around, and I had never had a tarot reading before. And so I'm like, oh my God, this is so, I was so nervous about it. And so when I sat down and she read it, and like, it was so profound. Like she even herself, like it was so emotional. I think it was a lot of things going on with me at the time. And she really brought a lot of things out on the forefront for me. And even like she got so emotional behind it, because she was like, I really need you to step into who you are, you step into your own. And so after that reading, I think I maybe have got, when I got back home to Mississippi, I tried to search for, you know, someone else, because I'm like, I have to kind of, it was so profound for me. It like she hit everything on the head for me. And so after that, I went searching myself. And so I went through not, like I said, not too many people around here in the Bible Belt that kind of, you know, the stigma of tarot and divination and everything around here.
So right,
it's
right.
very hard to kind of find someone like you would anywhere else. So I decided, you know, I'm just going to try to see if I can do these cards myself. So I go to the bookstore and I'm, you know, sneaking in the bookstore. This is like, someone's going to see me. Okay.
Right.
So I found some cards. I think I bought it was a traditional Rider's Waite.
Yeah.
Rider's Waite. Yeah. So it was a traditional Rider's Waite deck. And I just started kind of playing with them and just pretty much learning. I got frustrated at first. I'm like, how does this work? You know, I've just, you know, started to work with them. I began to, like, learn the symbolism of, you know, first by knowing that, you know, getting familiar with the numbers, you know, colors, just the different aspects of it. And so I did that for a while in secret, and I was just doing it on my own, just going, getting readings for my own. And I met a friend girl in the bookstore, which is crazy because she's one of my best friends. She was sitting on the floor, and she had, like, three decks of tarot cards in front of her. But she had some oracle cards in front of her. And I was like, oh, I have that deck. And when I met her, we started doing readings for each other. And so it just kind of progressed from there. And I realized, like, I really got kind of good at it as far as, like, you know, knowing, you know, the symbolism of the cards. But after a while, I started beginning, like, getting deeper messages, even getting deeper meaning.
Definitely.
You know,
yeah.
Like, okay. And so, I would do them for a couple friends here and there, just, you know, not really kind of knowing what I'm doing. But they were like, okay, David, you were creepy. Like, you're so creeping me out. And I'm like, I'm just communicating to you what I kind of feel. You know, what I kind of hear inside, you know, so they're like, this is really creepy, you know, did it, you know, for my friends and for myself. And probably about, this is August, so I want to say about February, I started meeting some people. Like, the universe kind of puts you in places, and you're going to have to kind of, you know, show up.
Yeah, definitely.
When you need to. And so I a couple people kind of reached out to me, and so I kind of had to just be comfortable with, you know, doing other readings outside of my circle. And so once that happened, it just, you know, people were just kind of reaching out to me and everything. So I was like, well, let me just kind of, maybe I'll ease this on the social media platform just a little bit, because there was a need. I felt like it was kind of my purpose to offer that help, especially because a lot of people who came to me were looking for guidance as far as, like, careers and, you know, different things that they're trying to accomplish in life. So that's where the life coach came in. I felt like I struggled with it for a little while because I'm like, I have no clue what I'm doing in life, much less long trying to help somebody else.
But I think everybody feels like that, yeah.
Throughout the past, and just helping other people heal too. And so tarot has just become a tool for me to kind of help people to get to, like, what's really kind of going on inside, to kind of help you move forward. So, yeah, that's where we are now. So I'm just, you know, I'm really getting comfortable with that live reading was the first live reading I ever done. And I was, something was like, okay, I'm going to need you to push the limits a little bit and kind of break this barrier of you being kind of uncomfortable. And so I was like, okay, I guess I'll go my live, you know, and do this. And I was so nervous when I did it, but I got a nice response from it. And so from that live, I started doing, like, a message to the collective, like, on a Monday or Tuesday. After that, I might get a couple of readings, you know, people inboxing me for a couple of readings. So I'm just getting used to the requests, and so it's just a growing process for me.
That's amazing. Yeah, that live feed, it was funny because you had done like kind of an overview for the week, and it was, so much of it was definitely very accurate for my week. And yeah. I do a weekly poll of just one card for like, and post it on my Instagram and do it on the podcast. And it was that card came up in the right nose. I don't know. I think that you definitely are so talented and tapped in. So I'm glad that you're continuing to do that and you know, do it more and explore it deeper. Do you have, I ask everyone this, do you have a favorite card that you like love to see when you get it, or that really resonates with you?
Usually the Empress card for me pops up, and she kind of, I just love, because it reminds me of me, of course.
I love that.
And it's like, you know, just to remember to always try to seek my own counsel and to quiet my mind, and so it kind of reminds me to just to get to that place of where I'm struggling. You know, I always have the answers. I just need to kind of go within, like, listen to my intuition and don't try to push things so hard. So the Empress is my favorite card. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I love that card too. In my deck, it's because, you know, I'm illustrating my own deck of badass bitches, and it's Angelina Jolie, because I think it's a very, and it's her in like the Tomb Raider outfit with like all of her kids strapped to her. And I think it's a very like strong card, but it's also like a, you know, nurturing and maternal energy too. Yeah. So I always think of her in that. And I love that card as well. It's definitely one of my favorites. Do you have a least favorite one that like you hate seeing when you get it in a reading? You're like, God, no, not that one.
Oh, I think it's between the Ten of Swords.
Yes.
And the Devil.
Oh, my God. Yes. Of course. Yes.
No, it's not the Ten of Swords. Yeah, the Ten of Swords to me is always, yeah.
Yeah.
The Devil, yeah.
Well, that's what it's, yeah.
But, and a good thing is kind of the Devil is like, okay, just a reminder. Okay, so it's not, these are your own physical, these are your own constraints on you. So that's, I kind of like it at the same time, but it's like, oh, I knew I was doing this to myself. It's always, you know, ending for me. But it's kind of like some downtime. You really needed this to end.
Yeah. That one I always try to see Ten of Swords as kind of like definitely like the, you know, the death of an idea or a period or yeah, an ending of some sort. But like you're saying, hopefully it's for a reason. I mean, and usually it's always for a reason, and hopefully it's, you know, because something positive is coming in and you kind of need that time to kind of nurture yourself in between. I totally agree. And like, yeah, the Devil, it's funny. So Joey Healy last week and he was saying, because I asked everyone at the end what their least favorite card, and he said the Devil too. And it's funny, it's my least favorite. A lot of people say that. And in my deck, it's Whitney Houston. And it's like, I love her. And she's so iconic and beautiful and so powerful. But it was one of those like literally struggling with the things that, yeah. And you know, we've all had that. And I think like you said, it's such a good, when you get it, a reminder of like, okay, like, checking in and don't let that get to you, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Well, thank you so much, Diamond. I am so happy that you had time to talk with us, and I am going to add your Instagram and your website, which is agoddessapothecary.com, right? And yeah, and Instagram's Goddess Apothecary. So I'm going to add that to the notes of the podcast as well. Everybody definitely check it out. Her products are amazing. Thank you. And I hope you have a great rest of your week, and I'll definitely be in touch. And, you know, I want to see more online tarot readings happening. So keep it up.
All right. I will.
Yeah.
I'm definitely working on it. So I'm excited. I'm really ready to get some other things going. So yeah.
Awesome.
I'm waiting for the podcast show. And I love your show too. I love the podcast.
Oh, thank you. All right. Well, I will talk to you very soon. Thank you, hon. All right. Bye. Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I'm so in love with the Goddess Apothecary products, especially the Lavender Moonbeam Herbal Salts. Thank you, Diamond. You're amazing. Check out the website, www.agoddessapothecary.com, and at Goddess Apothecary on Instagram. As I mentioned, Diamond has one of my favorite Instagrams with some of the most hilarious memes. Like, she recently posted this week this sassy guy sitting in the back of a limo, and the text read, "When spirits asking for volunteers to raise global consciousness and a motherfucker nominates you to go back to Earth." I'm like, yes to that. Oh my God, laughed out loud, forwarded it to everyone. So yeah, thank you, Diamond. And yeah, another one of our guests talking about coming out of the spiritual closet and just owning like your, you know, sassy earthly material side, and also being like, heck yeah, I'm spiritual. I love, you know, herbal ingredients and moon rituals and tarot. So I love hearing this from so many of my guests across, you know, different career paths and different parts of the country. So I'm so grateful for that. Thank you. So for a quick recap, we're ending August and saying goodbye to the Five of Pentacles and Justice. And for this week, we're looking at the message coming from the moon, aka Britney Spears. So this is a reminder to check in with yourself and ask, what is the true side of the story? Is it sexy, toxic Britney? Is it scary, shaved head Britney? So, you know, really look to your intuition, because there may be truths you don't want to even admit to yourself. There may be something that seems shady and you're doubting it. So that's the time to say there's two sides to every story. What side is the ultimate truth, and what side is, you know, in your best and highest here? Thank you again. Just a reminder, if you like the podcast, if you love our guests, please rate and review. It helps more people get exposure to the podcast on Spotify and iTunes. Keep following Cardsy B on Instagram. And New Yorkers, check out the Ace Hotels for Psychic Sundays from 5 to 8 and the Green Pear Cafe for Sunday lunchtimes in September. Thanks again, guys. And remember, stay magical AF.